This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and really truly being involved. I mean, the conversation back and forth is what helps us all get a handle on things. You might see how somebody else approaches things. You head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Oh, yes, that's what I said. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those crazy labels that the left gives us that we shouldn't have. They say they don't like them. They say they don't want them, but right, sure. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. And let's just jump into it. Really that simple. I love this story. This is the one that we were kind of touching on in the last segment, last hour. We have young Democrats. It's called the Young Democrats Socialists of America. And they are doing what I've been telling us to do for years. Apparently we don't want to do it. But they're out trying to get their people, other young Democrat socialists, to take their positions as teachers or professors. And they want to do that because they want to exploit the political and economic and social potential that the industry holds. Now, I told you, I've been with people, hardcore Democrats. One person in particular told me how the they were going to run for office, and they decided not to because if they saw the young people running around D.C., as they saw the people that they would be working with, they would say, my God, I could have more of an effect if I became a professor. I could have more of an effect if I was able to mold or make these young minds moldy. I don't know which way you want to look at it. Why Socialists Should Become Teachers is an 11-page pamphlet crafted and jointly put out by the Democrat Socialists of America. And it's put together, too, you know, the Democrat Socialist Labor Commission also has a say on what's going on. That's just great. The pamphlet begins by outlining the success of the recent West Virginia teacher strike, which it attributes to creative shop floor organization from teachers who believe in socialist politics. That's funny. I always thought that school was supposed to be reading, writing, and arithmetic, right? I mean, seriously, isn't it? But apparently now we're into politics, and not just explaining how politics works, but pushing you in a direction, which is never what education is supposed to do. Our immediate win in West Virginia was a 5% raise for all public sector workers, plus halting charter school legislation and a tax on seniority. Yeah, because every person should have seniority after 2 years. Makes you an expert, doesn't it? The document boasts, but crucially, our movement's demand was that the money come from highly profitable corporations that have long exploited West Virginia's natural wealth. While the funding debate is yet to be resolved, the pamphlet credits socialist agitators with pressing for corporate tax increases, saying most union leaders simply expect lawmakers to figure out where the money comes from. They want you, those Democrat socialists, they want you to specifically target these corporations with a lot of money. Now, socialists have a long history of involvement in the workplace, the pamphlet says, noting that while existing labor unions are imperfect, right? Look at, they're losing people. They are. They're losing people on a regular basis. Now they're worried when the Supreme Court came down and said you can't force someone. Now they're worried that the unions won't survive. They won't last. Well, if they're really good, there's a lot of things I don't understand, but if they're really good, if they really provide a service, then why do you have to worry about them lasting or not lasting? They got it going on. They can figure it out, right? I'm just saying. Again, I grew up around unions. I grew up with around a lot of union people. And I'm telling you, the thing I hate the most is when people run around and say the only decent job is a union job. The only decent pay is union pay. The only decent lifestyle you can have as a blue-collar worker is in a union. That's wrong. That's dead wrong. I mean, the trades that the unions are most known for being, you know, affluent in, when you think about it, plumbing, electrical, carpenters unions, right? The construction unions. And today there's so many laws out there that protect those guys that we didn't have before. Unions have had a place. Unions have had a reason for survival, if you would, or to be there, to exist. And still today, there's some businesses, they do need somebody over them. They do need somebody making sure they treat their employees right. But that's not the majority. You've got some industries, like government, where you have civil service laws, you have the union, and then you have state laws on top of it. Think of like three layers of covering. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
We're
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. This is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And let's have Mike from Boston is on with us. Mike, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks, Joe. How you doing?
Good. How you doing? Now, Mike, let me ask you a question before you get rolling.
Shoot.
Because if you're really from Boston, you'll know what I mean by this. Are you from Boston or are you from, like, Framingham? I mean, some people call this here from Boston. They're not from... Listen, you're not from Boston if you're in Framingham, okay? Right, Mike?
All right, let's check this one out. I'm from the Bristol County area.
All right, okay. You're from Massachusetts. That's good, though. That's good. You're my home state. That's still good.
Right. When I was in the military, I used to have to tell people, you know, the town I lived in, Fall River, and they're like, what is that? I'm like, south coast of Boston, like 20 minutes away from Providence, Rhode Island. Oh, okay. Yep. So you in Rhode Island or Massachusetts? Oh, no, I'm in Massachusetts, but I can throw a rock to Rhode Island, literally. But
that's true. But you know what I mean. All right, yeah. Mike, it's good to have you on. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I appreciate it. I like your show. The affiliate over here, 1480 WSAR, they do a good job of putting you on over here. And I
appreciate that. Yeah.
I figured I'd give them a shout out for putting you on because I stumbled upon you by accident, and I've been trying to search for you online. Now I got your name and they got you on, so I can, you know, listen. I think I listened to one of your podcasts. Very interesting. But,
well, thank you.
What's going on is they're killing the middle class. I mean, you familiar with that movie from Warren Beatty, Bulworth, 1999?
Oh, yeah. That's old. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny how that's still relevant today. And you know, how Glenn Beck, was talking about this years ago about George Soros and Tifa and how Obama was funding through all these, you know, these shell companies, they were calling them, I guess, to spite all these activists, you know, the nationalist and, you know, the socialist. And I'm in New England, okay, and every time I call a radio station or I talk to somebody, nobody wants to talk about sanctuary state. Okay, and legal immigration, and
Mike, you're in Fall River. There's a whole bunch of immigrants there. I grew up truly in the north end of Boston, or as we called it, the north end of Boston, right around the corner from the old North Church in the 70s. They were all Italians, hardcore Italians, and I can't say every one of them, but most of them that I knew, they came there legally. They came there for a better life. They had sponsors. They weren't sponging off the government. They wanted a new shot at life, right?
Exactly. But what's happening, I feel like Lady Liberty just opened her legs and is, like, letting whoever in now.
I hear you. But they don't. But wait a minute. The people that are running these states, though, like you say, sanctuary states. I'm in California now. You want to talk about a sanctuary state? They want no borders, right. No rules, no laws.
But I just did some research, and Massachusetts is second in suicide, according to U.S. Google Trends. Okay, we have the most road rage up with California and Florida. We're second in road rage. And we're second in depression over here in Massachusetts.
What's driving it, you think?
It's poverty.
Mm-hmm.
We're cut off from Boston. Yo, we're cut off the South Coast. There's this thing going, South Coast Rail. I'm trying to get people, and it's not. We should have a rail going from the Cape up through my town to New Bedford, which is a big shipping town.
Yep.
Which, you know, they bring in millions a year. And then transit going up. Every other state in the country has 24-hour transportation.
Right.
Mostly every other state in the country.
Right.
Massachusetts and the South Coast doesn't. And it's just what's really upsetting me is that it's falling on deaf ears. See, we're in an impoverished area where I'm at, and there's a lot of educated people. And what's going on is the educated people, and you bring up the trades before, blue collar, and that's what this area was. I'm calling from one of them Detroit towns, a mill town, where textiles and you know, I was making $2,000-$3,000 a week in the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, in the town where I lived. Now, what happened to that? That got shipped off. Whose decision was that? To ship the labor out.
Yep. Well, listen, let me ask you a question here. But the other administration, no more coal, no more this, no more that. Anything they felt was dirty or disgusting, they didn't want any part of it. They didn't want to do it here. And they're shipping it overseas here in California. They actually had steel shipped in from China. Now, why would we do that to rebuild a bridge? Millions and millions and millions of dollars. And it made absolutely no sense to me when we could have poured that steel in this country with American hands. We could have shipped it across country. We could have kept the jobs here. But for some reason, that didn't make any sense.
We're turning into globalism. We're 1984, George Orwell. Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
I hear you.
Gotta wake up. And yep. And it's like, and I'm, we, you know, all right, with everything that's going on in the country, you know, the Athenian law, the Athenian lawmaker, Sola, considered it a crime for any citizen to shrink from any controversy, okay? And that was what our republic was supposed to be, you know, founded upon. Now we have all these media conglomerates telling us what we can listen to and what we can and can't hear.
And, that's true.
And then, true. You know what? And then you might not agree with Alex Jones, you know what? But you're censoring the person for his opinion. Even though he's black, he thinks Sandy Hook, Candy Hook, I mean, didn't happen.
That's, look, Mike, but, no, I agree with you more than you think. Here's the thing. Actually, Jones is on my radio network, and I would say the same thing. I don't listen to the guy, okay? But that's what freedom of choice is all about. I don't have to listen to him. I can tune if I want to. I can not tune. That's what we should be allowed to do to make up our own mind. Mike, we're up against it. I really appreciate you calling in. I appreciate the conversation.
Thank you, sir.
You know, we had this conversation the other night. I know this is a little off from what we started with a minute ago, but I don't appreciate Alex Jones' stories. Now, he's on the same network. I'll probably get a call tomorrow, but it's just not my cup of tea, right? And I used to listen to Glenn Beck a lot, and when Glenn started crying and doing all his stuff, I chewed him out. That doesn't mean I don't like the guy. Just not for me right now, but he might be for you. And why should I be allowed to keep you from listening to him? Alex Jones, unless he's telling people to go out there and throw gay people off of roofs and beat up on the Irish or whatever, unless he's actually specifically calling for harm on somebody, why should we keep him from being on the air and getting his message up? They're pulling him off of Facebook, pulling him down from Twitter. At some point in time, you won't be able to find him unless you go to his studio. And I think, personally, as Americans, I think that's wrong. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. At a Republican fundraising dinner in Columbus, Ohio, President Donald Trump Friday touched on a number of topics, including the media's coverage of the murder of an Iowa student by an illegal immigrant.
When they found out that it was this horrible illegal immigrant that viciously killed her, all of a sudden that story went down. They didn't want to cover it the way it should have been covered. We mourn for Molly's family.
The president also bashed trade agreements such as NAFTA and said if you like fewer regulations, choose Republican candidates. Hurricane Lane was downgraded as it turned toward Hawaii, but it's still causing flash flooding and landslides. Schools and offices were closed as residents took shelter from the storm. This vacationer is taking it all in stride.
Getting a lot of phone calls, you know, asking, make sure we're all safe, but it doesn't seem too bad. Hopefully it doesn't hit too hard.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And look, get involved in the conversation. Doesn't matter whether you're on the same side or not. It really doesn't. I mean, how are you going to really know what somebody thinks unless you sit down and talk with them? And don't be like them. You know how we talk about the other guys? You hear something, you read something on Twitter, you think it to be true, and you find out later on, you know, it's not. So get involved with them. You know, last caller was from Boston. My family, I grew up in Boston. I grew up in a Democrat household. I don't hate Democrats. I don't dislike Democrats. I dislike hardcore left-wing progressive Democratic socialists. You know, do you know what I mean? I mean, my family, again, they're Democrats. They sound more like Republicans. They vote more like Republicans. But we do disagree on some things. But we can discuss. And that's the way we should all be. We should all be able to discuss. If you shut off the radio or stop listening to somebody or stop watching somebody because they said, well, you know, as a registered Republican, really? How open-minded of you? You know, you guys are supposed to be open-minded ones, right? I'll listen to Democrats. There's some Democrats I can't stand. Because I know where they're coming from, and I know what they're going to say. Pelosi, I grab me a Pepsi and a bag of popcorn. I have a ball listening to her. Schumer makes me ill. He sounds like he's always whining and nasty, and the other side just is terrible, period. What is that going to get us? Anyway. Back to the story here. You know, the country was built on freedom and liberty. We decide, what we're going to eat. We decide what job we want. We decide where we're going to live. I had a friend of mine just telling me about living in Germany. And we think of Germany as a free society, but it's not. I didn't know that. I was just enlightened. When I say it's not a free society, it's not that you can't go to the store and buy stuff or buy a meal or have lunch with your honey out. If you want to move, you've got to get permission from the government. Isn't that wonderful? Think about it. And that's the goal of the show, too. think about why you are what you are. Why are you Democrat? Why are you Republican? Why are you a socialist? Why are you a Christian? Why are you a Jew? Because your mom was? Not a good reason. But when I've got the Democratic Socialist of America pushing stuff down my throat, telling me that I'm living the wrong way, we got a problem. No different than if it was a Republican Socialist of America, which I've said on this show, and I know some of you get upset with me, that I've said plenty of times on this show that I think Paul Ryan was the first push, the first pass, the first crack or opening of a progressive Republican Party. You think about the things he did while he's been in office. I'm happy to see him go. I think he was the wrong guy for the job to begin with. And my understanding is he well-loved, he's well-received there. I don't get it, but he is. Anyway, you know, if we're going to go down this road, I think instead of listening to these professors who've never lived it, never been involved in it, never done it, I think we should take these classes, these socialist classes, actually take them somewhere where socialism is being practiced. Wouldn't that be cool? They have to live under it for a period of time. Exactly how it plays out. They have no choice in the matter. And they've got to finish the course. That even means if you have no toilet paper left. You know what I'm saying? And that's what is one of the most common things you hear in socialist countries? That the basic necessities are never enough. They're never there. Right? You don't get the amount of toilet paper you need. You don't, whatever it is. I don't care what the food or the product that you need. Maybe that's why a lot of them have beards. I don't know. Two extremist Muslims in the New Mexican compound, those suspects, well, they were hit with new charges, authorities say. Now, authorities in New Mexico announced new charges Friday against two adults previously arrested at a compound linked to the extremist Muslims regarding the death of a missing three-year-old boy. I can't believe that the judge in that case let them off on their own recognizance. Can you imagine? Those kids were being trained to be killers in schools. I mean, seriously, was the judge, maybe that judge was a socialist. Maybe that judge had a mindset that was dangerous to all of us. Siraj Wahaj, I tried this the other night. I am not beating that name up on purpose. I just can't pronounce it. Probably not pronouncing it properly. The boy's father and Jani Lavelle were charged with abuse of a child resulting in the death of that child and conspiracy to commit abuse of a child. This was according to the Taos County Sheriff, Jerry Hogriff. The new allegations come after the health officials last week revealed a child's remains that had been located at the compound were positively identified by the Office of the Medical Investigator as the child that was missing. They would not release the cause of death. You can only imagine. This has been a very involved and lengthy process, they say, but it's only a lawful way to build a solid criminal case. We now know the child died on December 24, 2017, and was concealed at the compound, which was suspected early in the investigation. Lavelle, who earlier this month was transferred to custody of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, was returned Thursday to the custody of the Taos. I mean, can you imagine if she got out of here? Can you imagine if they shipped her back to her home country at this point? The boy went missing in December in Jonesboro, Georgia. His mother reportedly told authorities that he went missing after his father took him to a park in Clayton County and didn't return for several days. Authorities discovered the child's body on August 6th, days after the raid at the compound. I mean, when you see places like this, I know we all want our freedoms. I got it. You know, but we've got satellite, we've got drones, we've got other stuff. When you think something's off and you've got 11 kids on the compound that are learning how to use guns but can't read, got a problem. Right, they arrested five people in that case. During a court hearing this month, prosecutors said that the children were trained to use firearms and were taught tactical skills in order to kill teachers, law enforcement, and other institutions that they deemed corrupt. The three-year-old allegedly died amid a ritualistic religious ceremony intended to cast out demonic spirits. Now, here's the fun thing about this. Yeah, I'm going to tee off somebody. In the Catholic or Christian or religions, they have exorcisms. Go look them up online. You'll see the ridicule they take from the people on the left, the non-religious people, and what have you. You'll see them get pummeled for believing that people could be demon-possessed or that demons actually even really exist. These kids probably have nothing more than having, some kind of epilepsy, and these backwards Christian people just don't get it. But in looking at the comments on this piece and looking around the internet, nothing. Nothing about the ritual. Is it because they're Muslim? I'm throwing it out there. I can't think of... There isn't any other common denominator here other than the fact when the Muslim does it, it's not that it's okay, but it's never pounded on. Not to the extent it is for Christians and Catholics. No, no, no. Now, I don't know for sure, but I would imagine if the Jews had a exorcism ritual, they'd probably be pounded on too. Why do they get the walk? Why does the Muslim community get the walk here? Now, again, I'm not stating that you should come out against all Muslims. You know that's not what I mean by this. But these people who scream equality on a regular basis apparently either don't know how to spell it, they don't know what it means, or they've never looked it up at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This gets better and better every day. Right, the Dems say that they want justice served. They want it done right. I don't buy it anymore. They've gone after this president from before he got elected, and now the Senate Democrats say that they want the translator's notes from the Trump-Putin summit. I mean, really, where does this make sense? If that's the case, I can go down a list of notes that I want from when President Obama, I want all the notes from the Iranian summit. I want all the notes from what they agreed to do. Remember, we couldn't see it. It was closed. Of that piece of work, not him, the agreement. Take it any way you want to. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Sight.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, and... lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Mal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
To the real side on GCN Live. I just so much appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, being part of the conversation. There's so many things... we can't keep up with them all. Let me put it that way. Right? We can't keep up with all the stuff that's going on in the news. And I try, especially on the coming up on the end of the week, I try going for the craziest stories I can get my hands on. Because it's just nuts. As I started to tell you, we've had, and thanks to you guys, seriously. You heard the fellow from Boston on the line earlier, picked up by a station in Fall River, Massachusetts, not known for its conservatism, right? But the bottom line with this is they were willing to take a chance. They were willing to have some different conversation on the stage. And there's plenty of stations across the country like that. You have stations that are predominantly, you know, conservative, predominantly liberal. And it's a very bold move the station manager and owners take to put on shows like mine or other shows similar to that. Right? The 180 degrees from where they're at. But I always appreciate the opportunity, and I try not to be nasty to the point where they go, okay, we can't put up with this guy. He's got to go. We're done with this. You know, I don't know if some of you realize this, but we're adding stations frequently to the lineup. I want to welcome KBSN, AM 1470 out of Moses Lake, Washington. Another great station. Willing to take a shot on the show. And we're never going to come together till we start learning how to work with each other. Till we start learning how to just be able to talk without hating on each other. I may be irritated. Look, I can't think of anybody that I've had political conversations with that I actually hate. I may hate the way they come at things, not happy with the way they deal, how they end up in a decision that they make. But I don't hate them. So if you're in the Fall River, you can always pick us up on 1480 AM WSAR out of Fall River. You know, maybe I should start doing it. That's probably a very smart move in more ways than one. Thanks some of these station owners. Thanks some of these stations for picking up the show. KYAH 540 AM out of Utah. Another great station. So much appreciated. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, you can pick us up on WCFO 1160 AM. They are the talk of the town. You know, I can't go through them all, but you know the catchphrases of some of these stations I love. I think they're great. I just really think they're great. In Philly, this one station is called Philadelphia's Renaissance Station. It should be Rebel Station, is what it should be, with the guys that are on that station. Anyway, let me get back to the story. Sorry, yeah, I know. That's why, you know, rambling of a right-wing Bible-thumping one guy. What can I tell you? Senate Democrats, they want the translator's notes from the Trump-Putin summit. Which is, don't you find this interesting? This president's never going to be able to do his job because they're going to want to, they want a bug. They want a camera screwed to his head 24/7 so they can hear everything he says. They can beat up on everything he says. They could just tear apart everything. They are not interested. Listen, how many good reports have you heard on any other station other than Fox? How many good reports have you heard? And forget that he's President Trump. Forget that he's a Republican. Let's just say the guy in the White House has been able to do so many things while he's in there, whether you agree with him or not, whether you like him or not. When you talk about where the economy is, where unemployment's at for both blacks and Hispanics, when you talk about more food on the table, I mean, we can go through all these things that have happened since he was president, but not one of them can say anything positive about it. Not one. And it's a constant dig to try to find out where he made a mistake. I go back to the ridiculousness of the time that they spent on reporting that President Trump had 2 scoops of ice cream and everybody else got one. Just unheard of, uncalled for. Democrats on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee are asking Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to provide the panel with translators' notes from the meeting that President Trump had in Helsinki with Putin. I'd say no. I told him to go pound sand. They're not entitled to every note from every conversation the president has had. I tell you what, I would say yes. But it would have to be a trade. I want the notes from the Iranian deal, the conversations at the table. I want those notes. I want to see how much we actually pushed back on Iran. I want to see how much we actually pushed to get real reporting done on what they were doing. I'm telling you, it's hilarious. I mean, do you realize the Iranian deal, the part of it that we're... We would check to see if there were traces of uranium in the dirt, around these facilities so that they weren't, enriching uranium like they said they weren't going to do. it's like your parole officer allowing you to bring the urine in yourself and not doing the test there. Doesn't make any sense. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you won't have a clue. The Senate has requested any cable traffic, cable traffic, what's that, from 1952? Memos, notes, and policy directives related to the July summit when Trump and Putin met privately for more than 2 hours. The only person there was a translator. The White House has not provided information on what was said, and even Trump's director of national intelligence, Dan Coats, has said he does not know what happened in that room. So what? None of your business. We don't need... Look, it is amazing to me that you guys on the far left really think it's okay to know every move the president's making. You know, President Obama, when he would go bomb someone, he would tell them when we were going to be there. Boy, that's brilliant strategy, is it not? Seriously. You know, I mean, how do you win a war by telling your enemy what you're going to do to them all the time? And I love what President Trump, when he's there and they're pummeling him for an answer. So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? He just says, well, you know, we're working on it. We're going to take action. And it was once or twice, and I don't remember when it was, where he was at the podium saying, we're working through it. We're making plans to hold them accountable. Then you hear that he's bombed someplace or there's been some action taken, which is the way it should be. But, you know, we want to play nice. Everybody wants to get along. Everybody wants to be nice. In a letter sent to the State Department Friday morning, the Foreign Relations Committee, top Democrat Senator Bob Menendez, another peach, check him out, of New Jersey, and Senator Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire said the situation requires urgent congressional oversight. Why? Why does it? Right? I mean, seriously, why do the Democrats feel like they get to know every word, every comma, every period that the president spoke in a meeting with Putin, yet we didn't have that same oversight with President Obama. Russian officials have taken advantage of a lack of communication by the White House to circulate their own possibly false readouts of what occurred in the private meeting. Okay, like that's never happened before. Trump drew widespread criticism from Republicans and Democrat leaders for his performance in Helsinki. He did. He did a poor job. You heard it here, too. I like Trump. But I think he did a poor job. He could have handled that differently. I think sometimes he gets confused with his role as a businessman and role as a president. I understand what he's trying to do sometimes. Do I think he should have done what Schumer wanted him to do? What Obama never did, but they expected Trump to do it, which is slap a whole bunch of papers out in front of Putin and say, here's proof that you guys tampered with the election. You need to step up. Now, what was the strongest thing President Obama did? Mr. Putin, you need to cut it off. You need to just cut it out. Just stop. Well, that probably scared Putin to no end, didn't it? Trump's statements fueled calls from Democrats for testimony from the American translator who was in private meeting. Republicans shot down the idea in the House, and it blocked a Democrat request to issue a subpoena. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee, said seeking the translation's testimony does not seem to be, to me, the appropriate place for us to go. No, well, if you're chasing the president around to try to find anything and everything you could do to nail him on, then yeah, this is the appropriate way to go. See, the guys don't want to succeed. They got in our case because they thought we didn't want Obama to succeed. Right? But it's okay. This is why I said to you, my ending thoughts with you. They don't want equality. They don't want equity. They want control. And it's not going to stop till they get it. Unless you stop it at the polls. Do not get comfortable with the fact that we're okay, because we're not. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. Listen, be safe. Don't do anything stupid over the weekend. I want you back here on Monday. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.